Diane Maw's first grade students started the day Thursday with a story about a turtle who couldn't keep quiet.
In the end, the turtle, Snappy, cannot keep his mouth shut, and he falls.
Which leads to a lesson on self-control.
Most of them related it to riding a bicycle, trying to ride with no hands, riding a skateboard.
And that little bit of six-year-old introspection, Maw says, can set a foundation.
It lends itself to further discussions where I will relate back to Snappy. Say, remember when he lost control?
The story comes from the Wisdom Thinkers Network's Stories to Light Our Way. Fourth grade teacher Helen Boland finds the discussions can engage students for other parts of the curriculum.
At this age, 9 or 10 years old, they appreciate that I am interested in what they think. There's a lot of power in that. I'm not just like giving them information, I'm forcing them to think about the information.
The simple messages teach tolerance, compassion, problem solving, and might include diversity of cultures or religions.
I think they're starting to realize that there's something out there bigger than they are, their little community. And you know, this is great because it's multicultural and we don't have the diversity here.
Cleveland Elementary Principal Michael Smolnick talks about creating citizens that benefit the community, which he says has brought support and pride from the residents.
I know there is tremendous pressure in terms of graduation rate and getting the students college and career ready, but a lot of these things have provided us with that foundation of caring and trust and school connectedness, which again, in turn, allow us to push the limits academically.
Smolnick believes it can also make students more connected to their schools and education. Cleveland Elementary's success was rewarded with a 2010 Blue Ribbon School for Academics and a 2013 National School of Character distinction. Chris Bolt, WAER News.